Well, Alex, Hull Ionians, I guess we always knew that was likely to be tough because they were going well this season. What's your assessment of it?
Yeah, I think they played on confidence, a bit like Darlington, really. Weren't that impressed with what they offered. Once again, we had the beating of them up front, walked their scrum backwards, line-out more than held its own, and we disrupted their ball so they couldn't drive or set a platform. Fortunately, all those changes in the back line just cost us. You know, we couldn't settle them down enough in the week, and we just struggled to turn set-piece dominance into phase-building over the gain line. And as a result, you know, we made a couple of mistakes that let them in, played all the rugby but got nowhere.
Frustrating when you dominate that much up front and still lose the game.
Yeah, it is, and maybe we haven't quite got the nous at the moment to close a game out and win a game just with the 8-9 men, you know, the pack and the scrum half. But we'll keep plugging away. There were glimpses of light. Jake Newman stepped into 10 because Will Burton still wasn't quite ready in the end, and he did well. You know, he's got a great big left boot, and he just needs to read the game a bit better and put the players outside him in the right spaces. But he showed glimpses of that, so there's promise. I mean, the problem is the back line's very young. We just need some of the more experienced players in that back line to put their hand up and become leaders.
It's a rare start for him at 10, is it?
Yeah, it's the first start at 10. He played a couple of times in pre-season. He's been playing with our second team, but sort of threw him in at the deep end because he has got the skill set. It's just he's never played that much rugby, having come through Worcester Ace programme. You know, it's a lot of talking about it without actually playing. And if we keep sticking with him, and I think we've committed to sticking with him this weekend, we'll see a lot more from him.
Yeah, I suppose it's that vicious circle, isn't it? He's not going to get that experience on how to sort of read a game and how to run a game unless he actually plays.
No, exactly. And, you know, we've taken him away twice. He came up to Darlington with us and had a quick run at the end of the game and obviously played the game on Saturday. So it's about time we gave him a chance at home as well. And we've worked with him last night just on those specifics. So hopefully we'll see an improvement again.
You don't need me to remind you, that's three defeats on the bounce now, so you could do with turning it around here.
Yeah, we could. I mean, luckily, you know, outwardly, the table split into two halves and we're still clear in the top half with just Coley behind us in that top pack. But we said we want to build. You know, we always knew Holloway was going to be a tough one. Preston could be a tough one depending on which side they bring down because they're changing their squad quite a bit this year. But then there's a run into Christmas where we've got the likes, you know, I hate to say it, but the likes of Dudley, who are struggling slightly, Westos, your Birminghams, all which are hopefully winnable games. So we're building towards that.
Preston, in the past, you have beaten them here. You've been on the wrong end of one or two up there, though.
Yeah, real bogey sort of team away from home. But like you say, we do generally play well at home, and they get upset by the journey down here. They have changed their squad a lot this year. The likes of Sean Long often go off and help with the Salford City Reds in the Rugby League on a Saturday. So their squad changes massively, and just waiting to see which squad they're going to bring down this weekend.
In terms of the league, you say it's split into two halves. Is that much as you thought it might, in the sense that the teams you expected to be up there are up there, really?
I expected it to go into two halves this year. I must say I'm quite surprised by the likes of Darlington and by Hull Ionians. And certainly having played them, I don't know if they'll stay there for the year. I think when a few other teams get rocking and rolling, find themselves and settle down, I think there could be a change there. I always thought Stourbridge would sit top and sit pretty, as it were, and that's sort of gone true to form. So yeah, I think it's panning out pretty much, just with some different names in different positions.
In terms of Preston, obviously you dominated up front last week. Are you anticipating being able to do the same thing? I do appreciate it depends which team they bring, but I mean, in past experience, have you been able to do that?
Yeah, yet? I think so. Talking of scrum time, you know, we've had the upper hand in almost every game at scrum time, apart from probably Stourbridge, where we got parity and they probably pushed us back two or three times. So I'd hope that continues, because you don't read about other packs sort of vaunting or being, you know, getting the better of the opposition quite as much. And line out is going well, so if we can just play off it slightly. I think we were accused of being plodders away from set piece against Hull Ionians, which I'm not sure is strictly true, but if we can just up our energy levels and go to the targets that our backs can hopefully set for us, then we'll get the upper hand and prove teams wrong.
Are you any closer to having a settled back division then? As clearly that was a bit of an issue last weekend.
We've stuck with it again. I wouldn't say it's settled yet. Unfortunately, Jimmy Norris was missing from training last night, and Jimmy at 13 is going to be an important player for us if we're to go forward. But I think in our heads we know it's quite settled, and hopefully that confidence will show through and the players will start to grow in their positions.
Is he likely to be available for the weekend?
Definitely available for the weekend. Yeah, he had a friend's wedding in Usk yesterday, which is a bit random on a Tuesday. But no, he'll be back with us Thursday and hopefully bedded in well for the weekend.
Final point, Will Burton, you mentioned, wasn't quite ready last weekend. Is he likely to be in the frame, or in the thinking at least, for this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, he travelled with us last weekend and sat on the bench on the understanding that he'd only go on if really required. And we didn't take that gamble. He missed training again last night because he was feeling slightly under the weather, but he's back in the gym three times a week now and he's pushing himself hard. So if you can trade off those gym sessions for one bout at the weekend, I think we'll all be happy.